Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Ah, the life of a real nose-to-the-ground investigative journalist. That's the life for me. I'll never get tired of being constantly rejected by people who don't recognize me and think that I'm not even really Jimmy. And even though my show is super exciting and has a different mystery and theme every week, it's not enough. I definitely need and want to be interviewing strangers all the time and asking what they think instead of just making the show that I like and that all my fans agree is what they like, too.
Hey, Jimmy, you've been recording for a little bit. Do you want me to start over, or are these mutterings part of your new journalistic vision?
What? We're recording? Is that what you mean when you say, okay, we're rolling?
Yeah, rolling is recording.
Oh my gosh, I thought it meant like we're on a beautiful blue orb of a planet rolling our way through the solar system. Okay, we don't have to start over. I'll just edit this out later. Let me just leave myself a note. Jimmy, really, really edit this one out this time. Not like the other times you've said this, and you get distracted by a website that calculates how many birds there are in a given area. You don't need that information right now. Okay, that should be good. Hello, listeners. Today is Friday, May 5th, and this is the GZM Morning Show. We've been working hard this week to expand our horizons from fun podcast that everyone really loves into rigorous, unflinching, journalistic show that your friends brag about listening to sound smart. And if I've done my editing and not gotten distracted by that bird website I mentioned again, then I can clearly say that it's going very well, and I feel very good about it. Mabel, how's our scorecard this week? We've been working so hard, we must have a bunch of great interviews to show off today.
Okay, looking over the minutes for the past couple of episodes. On Tuesday, you tried to interview me, but then got confused about what tone you wanted, so you switched between three different TV shows. Then on Wednesday, you hurt yourself from moving too quickly and had to be healed by Bezor's medical expertise, so that's, almost an interview with your body. And then on Thursday, we tried to interview two fans of the podcast, but they didn't believe that we were the real Jimmy and Mabel. You wanted to have a new career by today, and I'd say we, still have some work to do. Jimmy, I'm not saying give up on your dreams, but maybe it's time to give up on this specific dream that you thought of on Monday.
All right.
Wait. All right, are you sure?
Yeah, you're right. This stinks. I'm bad at it. I have no skill for being a real professional journalist. I can barely make the world's best morning show that everyone listens to every day. I should just stay in my lane of being a little guy who gets into trouble and has to be saved all the time by his friends because of his overreaching ambition.
Well, now, hold on.
No need! Oh, Bezor! Bezor, the lists, please. We have a few segments to do, and then we can just end the show and do everything the same next week. No, I'm not tricking you. This isn't a thing about investigative journalism with an emphasis on memoir. I dreamed too big, and I wasted everyone's time, and our show is supposed to be just 5 minutes, but I've been stretching it out with my hubris. Please, could I just have the lists?
Ooh. Jimmy, why don't I read the shout-outs today? You're looking kind of like how Chloe Lovejoy looked on the show a few weeks ago when she was really going through it.
Sounds good. I'd probably make the whole shout-outs about my thing or whatever I was trying to pursue that week. The people who write in to say they love the show should have their names read in as clean and clear a method as possible and not be distracted by my unchained ego. I'll just walk over to the other side of the room and lay my head on the soft, shag-carpeted floor of the studio. Ugh.
Oh, brother. We've got to help him. But first, the shout-outs! Shout-out to Maeve R., shout-out to Santiago C. from Ohio, and happy 14th birthday on April 15th to Autumn P. Hey, Jimmy, you should get up. You're really starting to sink into the shag-carpeted floor. It's covering you like tall grass.
That's okay. Let it consume me. Maybe I'll be better as part of the floor.
Okay, that's it. This is not the podcast I signed up for, or the Jimmy I call my best friend. Come on, let's talk about what's going on. I can't hear you. You're speaking face down into the floor. Could you stand up?
Fine. I said, what's the point? We do the podcast. It's every day. I get excited about a way to expand it. It usually fails. We should just stick to what we know.
I agree. We should stick to making an incredible morning show co-hosted by someone who's always dreaming and looking for the next adventure, and by someone who really craves order, but also has an explorer's spirit and a lot of skills she can use to help out. You know, the show we have?
But aren't we just going in circles?
Doesn't the sun go in a circle? And isn't it always really beautiful to see it rise and set?
I'm so sorry to say this. I am really sorry, but I did just learn it's actually more of an orbit and not a perfect circle.
We're not perfect either. The only thing perfect about us is how perfect our morning show is. No matter what crazy mishaps we get into, that seem like they'll derail everything that we've worked for to remain employed.
Wow. You are, like, really good at arguing.
It's not an argument if we both want the same thing.
See, like that. That was so good. You should be an investigative journalist.
Thank you. But I'd much rather be a regular podcast host with you. Now, I think our perfect morning show has a segment we still have to do, and I know just the Jimmy to do it.
I hope it's me.
Yeah, it is.
Great! One fun fact coming right up. Listeners, and my best friend, Mabel, did you know that today is Cinco de Mayo? This celebration, which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, is not, as some believe, Mexico's Independence Day. That's on September 16th. Today's holiday is mostly celebrated in the United States, and not so much in Mexico at all, outside of the actual city of Puebla. If you're celebrating, make sure to take some time to research some history about Mexico, as well as celebrating its culture. Wow! The strength of a fun fact has brought me back to my usual self!
Hooray!
Thank you so much, Mabel. I promise to keep dreaming and scheming and filling our days with adventures.
And I promise to keep holding the audio equipment and being very excited to make a great show with you. Oh, Bezor, thank you for promising to be the tiniest, cutest robot in the world.
And I promise to end this episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. The real investigative journalism was the friends we made along the way. Join us next Monday as we fill all the podcast promises and more. What can you do while you wait for Monday, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Send us your birthdays, shoutouts, fun facts, and fan art to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com, and we'll read them on the show. Write a review of the podcast on iTunes, or if you review it somewhere else, send me an email so I can find it, and we might read it for Mailbag Mondays. Share the show with your friends so you can all talk about it. Wow, that's so many things, it might just take up the whole weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Mabel, come lay down on the carpet. It's so soft.
Just one second. Jimmy, I'm on that website you mentioned, and there are so many birds in our area.
I know!
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.